Blog Talk Radio.
He's awakening the hope in me by calling forth my destiny. He's breathing life into my soul. I will thirst for Him and Him alone. He has come like the rain, the showers on the barren plain. So my heart, tongue confess, Jesus Christ, the hope of man. My hope is in You, God. I am steadfast, I will not be moved. I anchor, never shake.
Amen, amen, everybody. Welcome to the Healing Light Show. This is Reverend Stan and Robert Hager. How's it going, Robert?
Hey, Stan, it's going very well.
Tonight we're going to have the Wednesday night service show, and like I said, we got Robert Hager on here with me tonight, and we're going to be talking about salvation, your salvation with Christ, and sometimes that could be a real great, you know, thing to talk about, because a lot of people don't know a whole lot about their salvation in Christ, and a lot of people don't know about salvation, and it's always a great thing to talk about and let people know what they have in Christ. What they have through Jesus Christ in the Father. And a lot of people don't really know that, and it's always a very, very special time to always talk about that from time to time. We should be talking about that all the time, but some ministers, we talk about that from time to time because we're talking about so many things, you know, to do in the Bible and in Christ that a lot of times the most important thing we leave out, you know. But that's one thing we're going to talk about tonight is salvation and how you can get salvation, and we're going to have an altar call tonight. You know, anybody that ain't received Christ, you're going to be able to receive Christ tonight to receive that salvation. But right before we start, I was wanting to give a few announcements right quick. This Saturday at 10 a.m., we're going to have Heath Adams on the show. He's going to be talking about, you know, a lot of the trips he went overseas, and he prayed for a lot of people, saw a lot of people get healed, and saw a lot of people get saved. He's going to be talking about that and about a lot of his, I think he has a Jamaica trip coming up pretty soon. I'm not sure when he'll get more into that when he comes on the show. But he has a lot of things to talk about, and it's going to be very exciting to tune in at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and we're going to be talking to him. And I would like to tell everybody, you know, if you want to check out the Healing Light Show on Facebook, go Healing Light Show on Facebook and just, you know, add it as, just like it. You know, if you got a prayer you want to put on there, just type in your prayer. And we'll all pray for you and just, you know, let us know the results you get out of your prayer. And we also going to take call-ins tonight for healings. Every Wednesday night I take call-ins for healings. And what I'll do, I'll pray for you. Me and Robert will pray for you, and we're going to see what happens to you. This here ain't a wishful thinking prayer show. We expect the power of God to work, and when we expect the power of God to work, we expect it to happen then. And we always see results. I always see results. And if you want to call in and get your prayer for your mom, if you got a stomach issue, if you got a hurting arm issue, anything. Just call in. The number is 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. I'll say about a week ago, we had a lady call in and got a deliverance. She had a lot of bad headaches, a lot of things going on in her family. I prayed for her, and we saw a deliverance actually here on the computer. And everybody got to hear it. She felt the power of God hit her and brought her peace. It's the deepest peace she's ever felt before. And it's just, you know, it's very exciting to hear this when the Lord puts peace upon somebody, puts it in her heart. And we are more than happy for y'all to call in. But we're going to get right into the show right here. And we're going to start talking about salvation. Now, Robert, what does salvation mean to you?
Salvation, to me, is what Father provided for all humanity as a way to restore relationship with humanity. Father is trying to regain the relationship that was lost in the garden with his creation. And through Jesus, the Messiah, that has been established. Amen?
Amen. I'm going to read something right quick from John. John 17:12, it says, "While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of the destructor, that the scripture might be fulfilled." So what it was saying there, it was saying that, you know, Judas, The Lord kept his, while the 12 was with the Lord, he kept everybody in his tight grip at that time except for Judas, and he knew what Judas was going to be there for. And also says in John 14:6 that Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So he's saying there is no other way but through Jesus. He said, I am
That's
the
right.
way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except for him. You can't come to him through Buddha. You can't come through him towards anybody except for the Lord
That's
Jesus
right.
Christ. And there's so many
yes.
people that try to get to God through other ways, and they always end up at a dead end. So,
yes.
you know, that,
yes.
that's one of the main things. Now, let's see, we've got yes. another one here. Go ahead, Robert.
I was going to say, and along the lines of what you just said, one of the biggest problems in the churches today is the message that you can do anything to save you. That you have the power to do anything to save you. The law was given, but not to save. The law cannot save. And people are putting bondages on people and telling them they got to do this and they got to do that in order to build a relationship with God. But it's not the truth. It says in the book of Galatians that we are no longer under the schoolmaster. The law was a temporary set of guidelines that was handed down to the children of Israel due to their arrogance, their pride and arrogance, and thinking that they could do whatever it would take to please God in their own abilities. And that's when the law was handed down to them. But it says in Galatians that Jesus, the Messiah, he came and he fulfilled the law, and we have been redeemed from the curse of the law, the curse of sin. There is no more curse over the body of Christ, over those who come to Jesus. That's what salvation is. That's what the good news is, that we have been
Amen.
Set free. Amen.
Amen. And one thing that I've really saw the body of Christ do right now, they try to live fully under the law. They
uh-huh.
try to live under the – when you live under the law, you're under the blood, but the law has a thing that's brought with it. When you live under the law, you go through all the things that the people under the law went through. And I had a friend of mine and a couple other friends, they started getting into some of this old-time stuff, you know, and they started having bad situations. They was really in the anointing, real strong, but then when they was trying to live out of the grace – and try to live it back into the law, the anointing wasn't working that good with them anymore.
Right. That's right.
They're like, what's going on? What's going on? And then, you know, they had to have a heart-to-heart talk with the Lord. They stayed in prayer for days, didn't know what was going on. They was judging people, telling them they was this and that, and they was going on, you know, going like they was in the Jewish law, you know. And the Lord says, you're under the grace. You're safe
yeah.
from all that. You know, you need to accept it ain't nothing you can do to save yourself. I had to do it all for you. So
That's right.
it doesn't matter how many times you roll around on the floor and pray. No matter how
mm-hmm.
many times you fast a day, that still
mm-hmm.
doesn't come even close. It don't come even close what Christ did for you. You couldn't. It was impossible for any man to do the full Ten Commandments. It was impossible.
Yeah.
It was only one man could do that, and that was
uh-huh.
Yeshua the Christ.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that we forget. We think that, you know, we know that Jesus died on the cross and all of that, but we still think we got to do all these things to get to Jesus. And when we accepted
mm-hmm.
him, he came to us, and he won't leave.
That's right. That's right. And you know what, Stan? The Bible says that Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. He is the mercy seat. It was his sacrifice of love. It was his blood that cleansed us and made us righteous and holy before our Father. It was Jesus and his obedience to go to the cross that gave you and I the ability to be baptized in the Holy Spirit without measure. These are all a part of salvation. you know, the things that I'm missing, that you and I could don't have to be judged for sin. He took the judgment and penalty of sin upon him so that we can be free. That is salvation. And what many people have done, and it's pushed people away from God, is try to present to them that if you don't accept Jesus, you're going to hell. You know, that's not love. That's not how you approach people. You approach people with Father's heart, and you love on them, and you share the goodness and the mercy and the compassion with them that Father shared with you. That is the telltale sign of what you know and understand about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and the salvation that Father has provided. He's looking for a people that's going to know the mysteries of the kingdom. He's looking for a people that will rise up in this last day and begin to declare in love that they are in him and he is in them. Their lifestyle will line up with being in him, and they will be able to draw people unto him through love. You never have to even mention hell to somebody if you love them like Father loves them, and that's why he saved us, so we could. Amen.
And one thing that I always try to explain to people, when you fall in love with Christ, when you fall in love with Christ, it's kind of like, you know, when you go on your first date with your beloved. You know, you can't keep your eyes off her. You can't quit calling her enough. You can't quit seeing her enough. You will do anything for your beloved for them to be with you all the time. You would not do anything to hurt their feelings. You would do nothing to make them mad or make them cry. You want everything to do to make them happy. Now, when you love Christ like you do your beloved or your girlfriend, however you want to say it, when you have that relationship with him like that, that's when you won't want to do anything bad. You won't want to go out and steal. You wouldn't want to go out and kill. You wouldn't want to go and do this and that, because you have that connection with Christ, and you just wouldn't want to break his heart for that. And that's the thing with Christ is, a lot of people say, well, you know, he'll send you to hell, you know, all this stuff. But the thing of it is, it's not what he's talking about. He's talking about, you know, you fall in love with God so much that you don't want to do those things. You have no thought or even a bit in your heart to do those things. Now, if you're doing those things, you're not deeply in love with Christ. Because if you did, and one thing, like they say, renew your mind daily. Renew your mind with Christ daily. And the thing of it is, when you're working, I mean, when you're actually reading the Bible, you're really keeping in that connection with the Lord, you're renewing yourself. You're renewing yourself.
Yeah.
And when God is renewing you daily, you can't, you know, you're going to be fixed where you ain't going to be thinking like that. And like you said on the other broadcast, you're talking about, you know, if you're keeping yourself in the Word and keeping yourself talking to the Lord at least once or twice a day, and you're really doing this and you really mean that from your heart, you'll change. You'll see a big change. But if you're not, you know, like they say, if you see a Christian out there doing some bad things, they're not staying in the Word. They're not doing the things that they should be doing to be renewing themselves. But that's the one thing about renewing yourself daily. It ain't that the Lord is wanting to throw you to hell or whatever. It's, you know, it's staying in that connection with the Lord to renew yourself.
Yes, and on that note, over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, verses 8 through 12, is the clause of the new covenant that was established in the blood of Jesus. That clause, the number 12, verse 12, the clause of that covenant that means the most to us, and this is what salvation is all about, this clause. It says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Our Heavenly Father is not focused on sin. You know why? because he sent Jesus, and his sacrifice was good once and for all to cleanse every last human of what was contrary to the will of God in their lives. Salvation, grace, what Father provided through grace, the gift of God in Christ Jesus, was he has chosen to not look at sin in our lives anymore. He's looking for Christ Jesus. He's looking for the blood that has cleansed us and made us whole and has made us righteous and holy. Grace is Father not holding against us what we once did. He has made himself to be that way, and it's all because Jesus came and successfully died for the sins of the world. He took the judgment and penalty upon him, which gave us forgiveness of sin, gave us healing for our bodies, it gave us prosperity, and it gave us deliverance. The Greek word for salvation that we read throughout the New Testament is pronounced sozo, and that is exactly what it means: forgiveness, healing, prosperity, and deliverance. Father has provided everything that we need through the gift of grace in Christ Jesus. And it's so important that we preach the gospel, the good news, the news that is too good to be true, that so that men will be drawn to the Father and they will love him and want to serve him because they see how he really is. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, and John says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, for whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Amen. And,
amen.
That's exactly what you're saying there. You know, Jesus was sent down here not to judge us, not to point fingers. We needed help, man. We couldn't do it ourselves.
That's right.
It was impossible. So he had to send the man with the plan to do it, right?
Amen.
The man with the plan to do it. And Jesus was the only person that could do it. And when the Lord came down here, he helped us all out. And he took all of our sins, all the things that we couldn't do. We couldn't do it, the whole Ten Commandments. He did every one of them without even blinking, and did it all for us, and then took it on the cross for us. And I'm telling everybody right now, you know, if anybody that's listening to this broadcast right now haven't accepted Christ, and a lot of this stuff we're talking about, you know, if you've not accepted Christ, you can't really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have Christ in your heart where you can get all these benefits. You can get salvation. And you get all this stuff we're talking about. I mean, you're getting a package deal right here that's unbeatable. Take no
man
can create this package deal that God sent his Son down here for. So this time, anybody would want to receive Christ right now, just say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I accept you in my heart.
I accept you in my heart.
I believe that you died on the cross for me.
I believe that you died on the cross for me.
And rose again for me on the third day.
And rose again for me on the third day.
I ask you to take all the sins that I did.
Take all my sins.
And live in my heart for eternity, Lord Jesus.
And live in my heart for eternity, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If you just said that, Lord Jesus just came running through your heart.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the family, whoever just said this prayer. Welcome to the family, whoever said this prayer. Right now we're going to go into a break. We're going to play Hands of the Healer by Nate. And We're going to be right back. Welcome back, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. We're here with Robert Hager, and we're talking about salvation and not. And, Robert, tell me a little bit what the Scripture is saying fully about salvation.
Well, one of the things I'd like to point out is what I've experienced in my years of serving the Lord is I found a lot of people who don't really understand they have done the new birth. What has taken place. They don't understand the provisions that has been given to them. And I'll honestly tell you that I used to be one of those, but over the past 5 years of my life, things have come alive to me from the Word of God that has revealed what was mystery in the kingdom. And one of the things that I found out about what salvation is, I'll start with this one, and I mentioned it at the beginning. It is a gift from Father to restore mankind. He's wanting to restore the relationship that he originally established to have with his creation. And then because of Adam's failure, he had to send a Savior to fix and repair the breach in the relationship that was made with man. He has given us, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he has given us dominion over every curse. This is what salvation is. The curses that were on the earth, that came upon the earth through Adam's fall, the curse that was associated with the law. Law is binding. Law kills. Law could not save. Law was never given to save man. Law was given to expose what was within a man's life that was keeping him from being able to enter the presence of the living God. So law was the temporary thing established to show mankind that he was always going to come up short and that he could never save himself. So Father established a plan of redemption, and he tells us about it in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where he promises that a seed would be born of a woman that would crush the head of the enemy. And 4,000 years later, that took place at the birth of our Lord Jesus. Another thing is Father provided this salvation. It is for all humanity. Nobody is left out. No matter where you're born, no matter what color, nationality, nothing can keep you from getting the opportunity to accept Father's gift of grace, salvation, that only comes through Jesus. Now, all we have to do is accept and believe what he has given us in Jesus, the gift of grace through Christ Jesus, the new birth. When he gave us this new opportunity, that new birth literally takes away our sin. The new birth removes sin's dominion over our lives, and Jesus swapped it out and replaced it with his righteousness. Jesus literally took sin upon himself, the penalty of sin, which is death, upon himself, and he swapped out his righteousness. So now, because we are saved, we accept the gift of righteousness, the gift of God through Christ Jesus. And he, by faith, took our sin upon him. That's another awesome thing that is provided through salvation. We are no longer sinners because Christ has redeemed us, paid the penalty and the price to redeem us and set us free from the bondage of sin. It says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 6, that if you be in Christ, you are not a sinner. How can you be in Christ and be a sinner? You can't. He is the head, and we are his body. There is no sin in him. There can no sin exist in Father's presence. And it says in Scripture that he is seated at the right hand of God the Father. And guess where we are? Seated right there with him. Hallelujah. That's reason to shout right there. I'm about to preach myself happy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus,
amen, Robert.
Jesus, amen. Jesus took sin and he swapped out his righteousness, gave it to us so that we can access Father's presence without hindrance, without fear of death, without coming up short. We don't come up short no more because we're not who we once were. We became new creatures. The new birth is to recognize that I'm saved. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I now have access to my Father's presence. I can call him Daddy. I can love on him and enter into his throne room any time, and he is expecting me. Hallelujah. That's what he has
Amen.
Done for us. So our
Amen.
Salvation, it is not based on you or me keeping rules. It's not based on how good you are or how bad you are. Your salvation is based on how awesome Christ is and his obedience to go to the cross for all humanity and take the penalty for sin upon himself. See, this is the message, the good news, that Father supplied the Lamb, and the Lamb's blood was good once and for all. No more sacrifices necessary. This is salvation. And Father is doing everything through his written word to teach this and show this to us so that we can walk free from the bondage of this world, free from the dominion of Satan and all the demonic oppression that is still out here in this world. We can walk free of it because he has given us a new name. The new name he gave us is Jesus. Jesus, the name that is above all names. We have been given a new name, and that new name has given us power and authority in heaven and in earth, and it even says in Scripture that he has authority under the earth. Hallelujah. So what salvation has provided is given us a new name, the new ability to lord as Father ordained for us to lord here in this physical universe, in this physical earth. He established us, made us for the purpose of relating to his creation. He loves to see himself in us. He loves to be able to fellowship with us. What Jesus has provided through salvation makes all that possible once again. He took my blame. He took my shame. He took sickness, disease, poverty, and lack, and I am free, and you are free, and everyone that accepts Jesus is free. Hallelujah. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He has positioned us to where we can attain everything that Father provides. Whatever the kingdom of heaven provides, it has been handed to us. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you." If we pursue the kingdom where Father has provided healing, where Father has provided forgiveness, where Father has provided deliverance, where Father has provided prosperity. See, Jesus came and he demonstrated all those things to the children of Israel. He demonstrated it, that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and the first half of part verse 2. And in Luke chapter 5, Jesus stands up and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the good news." The news was the message of grace and truth, the same gospel that was preached to Abraham. And Father ended up cutting a covenant with that man that removed him from the curse, and all his descendants has access. It says in Galatians chapter 3, that we are the seed of Abraham, and that Jesus, the Messiah, he is the one who has made it possible for that covenant to be reestablished in our lives once again. And this is salvation. Father has provided the answer to our lives. He has provided access to his kingdom, to his presence. And it can only be found in one place, and that is in Christ Jesus. Salvation is here. It is given unto us to know this mystery so that we can walk out the love of God, because God is love, and everything that he is and has provided stems from love. Amen.
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 That is salvation is. And you know, Stan, one of the other things that goes missed by most people is that we have to see this right now. Faith is you seeing yourself already seated with Christ in heavenly
Amen.
Places. Faith is taking what he has provided and just begin to speak to Father and say, you know what, Father, I recognize that I am clean because I trust in Jesus. I trust in your word. I believe what your word says. I believe that you have provided all these things for me. Make it a reality that you experience every day. Salvation has a reality, laws that govern it, just like the laws of faith, like the laws of gravity. It has laws that govern it that you must trust and you must obey to see it manifest the glory of God in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the thing about it is, God wants to have a relationship with you. I mean,
yes.
if he didn't want a relationship, he wouldn't send his one and only son down here to make a relationship. He wants a desperate relationship with you. He created you. He sewed you together in your mom's womb.
Yes.
And when he created you, he had a purpose for you. He wanted to see you fulfill that purpose. He didn't want to see that purpose destroyed. He wants to see that purpose fulfilled in you. He wants
yes.
to spend that time with you like he did in the Garden of Eden. But that
yes,
and Eve, the relationship that they had, he wants the exact same relationship with you. He wants to
yes.
take care of all of your needs. He wants to talk with you. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Lord talks to you and me different ways. It could be, you know, you could hear him, you can feel him, you can, you know, but all that comes with relationship. And he wants
yes.
that relationship with you. He yearns for that relationship. And when you
yes.
get that relationship, you start seeing your whole life open. You see jobs opening up. You see, you
mm-hmm.
know, a lot of negative things just falling out of your life. It just gets pushed out because it ain't that the Lord don't want to talk to you. It's that you're building up a building block in front of you
mm-hmm.
where God can't really get a hold of you. Once you start breaking them blocks, breaking them walls down, the Lord comes flowing to you. And
yes.
a lot of times,
yes.
you know, when we are Christians and we do fall into sin, it ain't
mm-hmm.
that the Lord is looking at you and saying, ah, he's bad. I ain't going to talk to him today. He just did some bad sins. I just don't want to. It ain't that. It's that the sin pushes you so far away. And you build up that block in your life, you know, why would the Lord want to talk to you? He forgives you. Ask for forgiveness. He'll instantly give it to you. He wants to speak with you. It's
mm-hmm.
just don't fall and roll around in this. Let it go. Give it to the Lord. Let it go and keep on with that. With that communication with the Lord. And that's one thing I can even put in my own life. I had a bad thing with that, you know, a couple years ago, is that, you know, when you would fall into something or you make a mistake and you're automatically falling back and saying, the Lord don't want to speak to me, you don't want nothing to do with me. And the Lord constantly worked with me. You know, Stan, I want to be there with you. I love you no matter what. And I mean, it's a constantly everyday. I mean, I have my everyday walks to this day that the Lord works with me on things, and he will you too if you just give him a chance. But he worked with me on this, and when I would go through bad times, he was still there. He'd be like, I'm here. Still love you, man. You know?
Yeah.
it takes things like that to, I mean, but you get that personal relationship with him when you spend enough time with him. That's the
yes.
first thing, spend enough time with him. If you only talk to him
yes.
at Christmas or, you know, when you go to church on Sunday, the relationship's kind of, you know, your wall is still kind of up. But if you're talking to him daily and spend that
yes.
that's when you start hearing that communication real clear with the Lord. The Holy Spirit is really open in you. But,
yes.
you know, he'll work with you, and he'll reveal that salvation, let you know what you have. And the thing of
yes.
it is
Amen.
Once you... once you know that you're really saved and you know that he really loves you, that with that communication, he loves you anyway, whether you believe or not, he already loves you, he already did. Once you ask him to come into your life, all it's already done is just you trying to be willing to accept it. It's you trying to be willing to accept it. It's all
yeah.
you. It ain't him. He's already did his deal. It's just you
yes,
trying to be
has.
Willing to accept that. The
yes.
thing of it is, you've got to get in that dump truck and you got to push that wall down, man. You got to push
yeah.
that wall down. When you push that wall down in between you and the Lord, the whole world opens up.
Yeah.
And from time to time,
yeah.
every Christian will start feeling that wall being built up between them and the Lord because they'll start saying, well, I'm guilty because I said this to somebody by accident or I did this. And, you know, the old self starts trying to creep in, you know, a little bit. It ain't really the self coming in. It's just the old mindset trying to kick in.
Uh-huh.
And then staying in prayer, the Lord to come in and say, no, don't worry. You know, I'll take that from you. Give it to me. I'll take that. I've already took that on the cross. I pay that price. Give it to me and let me deal with that. You don't need
That's
to deal
right.
with that no more.
That's
and
right.
when you do that, go ahead, Robert.
No, I was just going to say that Romans chapter 8, verse 1, what you just said, there is therefore no condemnation to those which are in Christ. You know, we've got to get to where we recognize that if you're starting to feel condemned, that that's not of God. Okay, I need
mm-hmm.
to check me out. Paul said to examine yourself. You know, if you're feeling condemned, then you're experiencing an emotion that is contrary to the will of God. Condemnation, that's not from God. He wants you to feel accepted in the beloved. He wants you to know how much he loves you, that he gave himself as a ransom, a sacrifice for you to be able to relate to him and to be able to enter into his presence at any given time. It says in the
Amen.
Book of Colossians that he has blotted out the handwriting. He has blotted it out, the thing that was keeping you from being able to access his presence. That's Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. That's already been taken care of. He's not going to do it again. And what we have to do is we have to believe what his word says, like over in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, it says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints. First of all,
Amen.
The understanding of being enlightened, that is the rhema or the revelation knowledge concerning salvation. You need to
Amen.
Be able to, by your spirit, through your spirit man, be able to recognize that he has done this for you. And then it says that you may know what is the hope of his calling. It's talking about what Jesus did for us. What did he do? What was the hope of his calling? He was obedient. He went to the cross. He died for me so that I might live. He took sickness, disease, poverty, and lack. He broke their dominion over me. He took death and broke its dominion over me, being the firstborn of many brethren, raised from the dead. Hallelujah. It's all
Amen.
About recognizing what he has done. And then it says, and
Amen.
What the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints. The riches
Amen.
Of his glory is all the awesome things that he has given us access to. Receiving
Amen.
Jesus gives us access to the kingdom of heaven. Receiving Jesus gives us access to abundant life. And that is what's needing to be preached to mankind today, in love,
Amen.
With compassion, mercy, and grace. Amen?
Amen. We're going to get ready to go into another break right quick. If anybody needs a prayer, wants a healing prayer, call in at 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. And after the break, we will start doing healing prayers. So we'll be right back. And remember, The number is 347-996-3615. If anybody needs a healing prayer, you know, for anything, just call right in. We'll be right back. Everybody to the Healing Light Show. We're going into the prayers. Well, we're going to hit. We're going to get caller number one here. How you doing? 704-451-9270. How you doing today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
All right. How can we help you tonight?
I'm calling in for prayer for myself for healing the sleep apnea and also for my brother that he'll be healed. I'm going through some testing right now, but I know that God is his healer, and God is also my healer.
Amen. Now, may
Amen.
I ask your name?
I'm sorry?
May I ask your name?
My name is Jane Hopper. How you doing?
Hey. Hey,
Jane.
Hey. But I am enjoying this tonight. I am loving it. I believe that I have a gift of healing. I operate in it sometime, but I want to operate in the fullest amount that God has bestowed on me. And so also I just, you know, want to get prayer for that so that I operate. And like you were talking about fulfilling your purpose and your destiny.
Yeah.
I know that God has more for me than what I'm operating in now. And I'm ready for
Jane, what I'm going to do for you, what I normally do with instances like this, I'm going to go into your prayer. I'm going to prayer for healing for you and healing. Then I'm going to do a prayer of the of baptism of the Holy Spirit and activate your hands if you like that.
Okay.
We'll go into that. Okay. Now, Lord Heavenly Father, we ask you to bring your presence upon us now in Jesus' name. I command all the demonic spirits in Jane to leave. I curse them in the bottom. Spirit of pain, you leave. I curse you at the roots and at the seed, and you leave now in Jesus' name. I'm feeling arthritic pain. Arthritis, I curse and bind you. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. I rebuke you and I curse you and I command you to leave for the body now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill her up now. Fill her up now. Fill her up now. Fill Jane up now. Remove the demonic entities out of her. Leave her now. I curse you all and I command y'all to leave her now in Jesus' name. Up and out. Leave her now in Jesus' name. Arthritis, leave. Pain, leave. You leave her now. I curse you at the roots and at the seed. You leave her now in Jesus' name. You have no authority. You leave her now. Spirit of infirmity, you leave too. You snuck in there too. You leave now. I bind you at the roots and at the seed. I curse you and I command you to leave now in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen. Apnea.
In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Apnea, leave. Leave. Go ahead, Robert.
No, curse apnea. Apnea. She's sleep apnea.
Sleep
curse
apnea.
Sleep apnea. Yes.
Leave now in Jesus' name.
Yes. We curse sleep apnea. It must bow to the name of Jesus right now. Sleep apnea, we command you. We rebuke you from her body, from her life right now in Jesus' name. You have no dominion over her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Stan.
I'm feeling the Holy Spirit really touching her strong. Do you feel anything?
Oh, I do. I really do.
I'm feeling the Holy Spirit surging.
Yeah, I was in a lot of pain earlier today. And you know, the type of job I do, sometimes I have a lot of pain. But I just when you were praying, I just felt like a warm sensation, like started at the top of my head and go all over my body. So
amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Father, I ask you to come. Father, I ask you to go through and clear any residue left from these demonic beings, any pain. Go through her bones. Clear her bones. Clear her muscles.
Yes.
Clear her spine.
Mm-hmm.
Clean her spinal cord.
Mm.
All the muscles in her arms. All her bones.
Mm-hmm.
All the cells in her body. I command them all to be renewed now in Jesus' name. They all be renewed now in Jesus' name. Now,
mm-hmm.
Father, I ask you to bring peace upon her now. Bring your peace, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, bring your peace upon her.
Yes.
Give her with your peace. Jane, what you feeling now?
Peace.
Peace. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Is it flowing pretty good, or how you feeling?
Oh, yeah. No, everything's feeling good now. It feels much better than it did when I called.
Amen.
Amen.
I
do.
Hey,
I'm
feeling
it too.
Have
time to pray for her brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, we're gonna pray for her brother too. I'm gonna take the time, so it's good. We'll roll as long as we need it to roll. Now, what's your brother's name?
Roy.
Floyd. Now, what
Roy.
What is his issue? Roy, what is his issues?
We're not really sure yet. There's a lot of weight loss going on, and so he's being tested. He's going back to the doctor on the 30th, and he's going back to the doctor on the 1st of August. So, and we just had two doctor's appointments that we've already done. So,
okay,
you know, like this guy's healing.
Okay, Lord Heavenly Father, we ask you to come upon us now. I ask you to put your presence upon Roy right now. Bring your presence upon Roy now in Jesus' name. I command all spirits of infirmity to leave. All spirits of infirmity to leave. Now I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to say witchcraft. I ain't saying he's doing witchcraft. It's a lot of times it has to do with medicine and stuff. That's got witchcraft stuff in it. So I'm going to say all spirits of witchcraft to leave. I curse and bind you off of him. You come off of him now. Infirmity, you leave too. All the demonic spirits is connected to him, is holding him down to the ground. I cut all those chains in Jesus' name. I cut all those chains in Jesus' name. All the grips you have to his back, to his spine, to his tailbone, I break them all in Jesus' name. You have no authority there. You are gone. You are gone.
Yes.
You are set free in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, I ask you to just drench him in your blood. Drench him in your blood. Fill him for your blood. Clear his body from head to toe. Clear it. It's set free now. It's all set free. It's all set free. When he goes to that doctor, they're going to say, clean bill of health.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It's already done.
Amen. Amen.
And
amen.
We're going to go right down into your baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, what I'd like you to say is, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me for all the sins that I've done.
Forgive me for all the sins I've done.
And unknown sins I've done.
And unknown sins I've done.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Ask you to remove my heart, my heart of stone.
Remove my heart of stone, Lord.
And give me a heart of flesh.
Give me a heart of flesh, Father.
I ask you to baptize me with the Holy Spirit as you did on the day of Pentecost.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit as you did on the day of Pentecost, Father.
And fill my belly with rivers of living water.
Fill my belly with rivers of living water.
Holy Spirit, fill her up, fill her up. Holy Spirit, fill her up now. Fill her up, 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 fill her up. Holy Spirit, fill her up now. Fill her up, 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 fill her up. Holy Spirit, hit her now, hit her now. Holy Spirit, fill her up, fill her up, fill her up, fill her up, fill her up. Now, Father, I ask you to activate both of her hands for healing. Activate both of her hands for healing now in Jesus' name. Now, Holy Spirit, keep filling her up with the heat, fill her up with your power, fill her up, Holy Spirit, fill her up, 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 Holy Spirit, fill her up, fill her up, fill her up, fill her up with your heat, fill her up with your spirit. Come on, drench her, Holy Spirit, fill her up, fill her up, fill her up, fill her up. Thank you, Lord. Fill her up, 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 Lord. Fill her up, Holy Spirit. Fill her up, fill her up.
Mm-hmm.
And what you feel now.
Thank you, Jesus. Just the peace of God. And I know that I've been a Christian for a long time, but I know that it's like, you know, as you go through life, things happen. And then, you know, it's like you need a renewal. You need a refreshing. You need just a fresh touch from God a lot of times. And that's what I've been needing. And then, you know, going through stuff in your body, you have different things that hit you. And if you, even if you've been a Christian for 20 years or more, you still need that refreshing and just a new touch from God from time to time. So
amen.
I'm just in total agreement because I know that God is a healer. I know what he's already done for me over the years.
Amen.
So I got saved when I was 15, but, you know, of course, things happen. Sometimes we just need the renewal and refreshing. And, you know, I've seen people who've even been working in the church and doing stuff for years, but you still need a fresh touch from God. You still need to stand under the hot breath of God and allow God to minister to you, because as you're ministering out to other people, you need some renewing and refreshing yourself.
Yes. Yes.
But what the Lord just showed me just now is when you speak things, they happen. When you speak things, they happen. When you speak about things, like if you're speaking about something, it happens pretty quick. Is that so?
That's so. Yes, it is.
So that's Amen. What the Lord's saying, and be very careful what you speak.
Yeah.
Be very careful what you speak. Because the Lord has blessed your speech. He has blessed me for that to happen.
Yeah.
And another thing, for now, I'm gonna give you a little homework assignment. For the next day, pray for at least two people that's around there in your area. If they got a pain, put your hand on their knee and pray for it.
Okay.
If they got a thing on their arm, just pray for it and command the pain to leave. Then ask them how it feels. Have them to move it, and expect, and I guarantee you that it'll be healed.
Put their faith in action.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll see it be healed.
Okay.
So it was great talking to you, Joyce, and call in some other time.
Yeah, sure. It's Jane, but yes, I certainly will.
Jane. Okay. Sorry about that.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Jane, it's good talking to you. You have a blessed
God
day.
God bless you both. Okay.
Bless
I'll
you.
Do the same.
Bye bye.
Bless you. Well, let's see what we got over here. How you doing today? Would you like a prayer today? This is Robert's sister.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hey. Blessed and highly favored like you.
Amen.
Amen. Ruth, would you like a prayer tonight?
Rose.
Yes, I would, but I called in for prayer for my mother.
For your mother. Okay.
Yes, that her mind be regulated and her heart fit. And I need financial healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and let Robert pray for you, for your for your heart condition, all that stuff. Go ahead, Robert.
Okay. As it is written in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, Paul says that Jesus, his name is highly exalted. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at that name, the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, on things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. So right now, heart condition, that's the name. Right now, what was the other thing? The mind? That the mind be strengthened. That is a name.
For mother, her heart, and her mind.
Okay, for mother's heart and for mother's mind. We just lift Mama up before you right now, Father. We thank you right now for the healing power of God. Let the power that is in our words flow into her body right now. And I command that that heart be mended, that heart be made whole, and that her mind be restored to the days of her youth, O Lord. Father, thank you for your glory manifested in her physically. And we just speak that into existence right now in the mighty, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We bless you
Amen.
And we magnify you for providing healing, deliverance
Amen.
You have provided, Father. And we worship you for your goodness, for caring about our every need tonight. We thank you for Mama's total healing in Jesus' mighty name. And, Father, we lift Rose up before you right now, Father. Thank you for finances to come in from the north, the south, the east,
God.
And the west. Lord, we just thank you for checks to start coming in the mail, Lord God, for people to just begin to walk up and hand her cash, Lord God, and say, the Lord told me to give you this. Father, we thank you for that right now, Lord God, that you are more than able, that you sent Peter fishing and told him that he'd catch some money to pay taxes. Lord, I thank you that money's just going to start coming in from places that Rose didn't expect it to come in, that the finances are going to pour in, and she's going to be able to do whatever she needs to do, and above and beyond that, to be a blessing in other people's lives with the abundance that you are pouring into her life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you. Praise you for your provision. Praise you for the manifested glory of God in her life, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, at this time, Heavenly Father, I curse the spirit of poverty off of her. I curse that disease, that root. You leave her pocketbook alone. You leave her people alone. You break loose now in Jesus' name. By the mighty hand of Jesus, you break loose out of her finances. Spirit of poverty, you leave now. You have no authority. I curse you at the roots and at the seed, and you break loose now. I bind you, and I cast you back to the abyss where you came from, and you leave now in Jesus' name.
Yes, hallelujah.
Spirit of poverty, you leave now. You leave now. I curse you at the root and at the seed, and you break loose now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit,
now.
I ask you to go through them. I ask you to remove all of this from them now. I have a feeling this thing has seeped into their life within a week. It's actually really seeped into them. And I command it to break loose now in Jesus' name. I don't know where they picked this up, but Lord, I command you to rip this out of their family, out of their finances, break it loose now. I command the spirit. The demonic spirit out of their circulatory system. I curse it out of their circulatory system. I command it to break loose. Spirit of infirmity, break loose now in Jesus' name. I curse it at the root and at the seed. And I bind it. I command it to break loose now in Jesus' name. You have no authority here. I take your authority from you, spirit of infirmity. I take the authority from you and you leave. You leave now.
Right now,
Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill her circulatory up, her circulatory system, fill her body up with your heat. I ask you to remove all of this now in Jesus' name. Remove it all now in Jesus' name.
Manifest your glory.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for removing it now. Thank you for removing it now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
What were you experiencing during this prayer, these prayers? What was you experiencing during these prayers? Was you feeling the heat of the Holy Spirit when we were doing?
I definitely was feeling lighter because my sister had got in touch with me yesterday, and she was praying for me. I knew that it was God, because what I did not tell her was that I felt like at the time there was something sitting on my chest. And when she was praying for me, I touched and agreed with the word of God, and it started lifting. So everything that you have prayed, I count it done in Jesus' name. I'm talking in the fact that it's already done.
Yes, amen.
Now, what I'm looking for is the manifestation, but I already believe by faith that it's already done.
Yes,
amen.
And he's not just going to bless me, but that he's making me a blessing.
Amen. Now, what I want you to do is, this is what I do with a few people right now. Jesus wants to reveal himself to you now. I want you to say this with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Lord Jesus.
You're my Lord and Savior.
You are my Lord and Savior.
Reveal yourself to me now.
Reveal yourself to me.
Now wait, see what happens. Tell me what you're experiencing.
I know he's here.
You feel it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Manifest your glory, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, your way, Jesus.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have your way.
Glory.
Have your way, Lord.
I feel that the Holy Spirit getting back.
Have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's filling you full right now. I'm getting charged up. He's filling her full.
Hallelujah.
I'm pretty sure Jesus paid you a visit just now, huh?
I'm
he paid you a visit.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in and listening to our show tonight, and call in some other time.
Yes, I will.
I love you, sis.
I love you.
Get Mama Sugars for me.
I will.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
We're back. It's been a kind of long show here. We had two call-ins, which I always love to see call-ins and see the power of God working in person, and it really actually opens the faith for people. And, praise the Lord, he's really working tonight through me and Robert and really touching people's lives. And, tune in Saturday at 10 a.m. We're going to have Heath Adams on here. And he's going to be telling us some amazing stories from the road. And me and Robert will be here again next Wednesday. So God bless every one of y'all. And we'll see you Saturday.
Amen. Good night.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young, but Lord above, I need a miracle. Drove down deep into the woods. Didn't know